Finn Atlantic International Film Festival Outdoor Movie Series is returning to Halifax this year. We speak with Martha Cooley, Executive Director of the Atlantic International Film Festival, to discuss what audiences can expect from this year's movies and screenings.
So my name is Martha Cooley and I'm the Executive Director at the Atlantic International Film Festival. And I just started, so I've been here just over 2 months. But you know, it's my job to lead the organization in terms of its overall vision and goals and implement our programs and events.
So let's talk about this year's festival. So why did you pick Sarah Pauly to represent this year?
Yeah, so our outdoor film screening series, Finn Outdoors, has been on hiatus for the past 2 years. I don't know why, because of COVID. And so we were excited to bring it back this summer, and we wanted to return to a theme that we'd had in the past, which was Summer of a Person. So in the past, it had been Summer of Sandra Bullock, before that, Summer of Murray, so Summer of Bill Murray. And you know, those were crowd-pleasing celebrity kind of films. But we wanted this year and the return to also bring the theme a little bit closer to the actual festival in September. So we wanted to feature, you know, a Canadian filmmaker and someone who had actually played films at the festival before. So Sarah Pauly, you know, is both an actor as well as a director. And we're screening three of her films that she directed and one that she starred in. And all those films had played previously at the film festival, so we thought it was a nice connection there. We're also, this year, we're going to be screening short films in advance of the features. So each week there'll be a short film made by a local Atlantic Canadian female filmmaker. And again, those were films that had all played at the main festival, so it's another sort of nice tie-in and connection to AIFF.
And you say you've been here for 2 months. How has the job been on you?
It's good. Yeah. It's always, you know, good to try new things. Yeah, I've been at my previous place of work at the Atlantic Filmmakers Co-op for 15 years. So it certainly was a big transition to move to a new workplace. But the festival and AFCOOP are so closely aligned and we do such similar things that it's been a really easy transition. And the staff here are all very experienced and good at what they do. So it's been quite lovely.
And you chose Sarah Pauly this year. Do you think Pauly's work has particular relevance to this historical moment or anything to teach us about the increasing demand for female filmmakers?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sarah Pauly was one of the first sort of really notable Canadian female filmmakers, you know, as a director in the recent past, to sort of be able to, I think because of her work as an actor, her access to some bigger sort of more Hollywood actors has been, you know, she's had Michelle Williams in her films, Seth Rogen, Gordon Pinson, Julie Christie. So she's been able, because of her work as a performer, to sort of access some higher level actors, which I think has really elevated the reach of her work as a director. So I think, yeah, and the really cool thing, I think, is that she'd taken sort of 10 years off from directing features. You know, she was raising a family and she did some television. And she wrote a book, personal essays, called Run Towards the Danger, which just came out in the winter. But it's really exciting that she's coming back to features. So she has a new feature film, which is coming out this fall, called Women Talking. It's based on a novel by Miriam Taves. It's about a Mennonite community in Bolivia. It's sort of based on a true story. So it's really exciting that she is returning to feature film directing, because it was sort of, I was personally wondering if we were going to see another Sarah Pauly film, and I'm really excited that we are and that she's still on that train.
Okay, so what can the audiences expect in terms of movies from Sarah Pauly this year?
Yeah, so like I said, we're playing one of the films that she starred in, My Life Without Me, and then we're playing three features that she directed, her first three features. And I would say thematically, they are all, you know, films that kind of talk about the human condition. They're not comedies. There is some levity in some of them, but they do deal with sort of heartfelt topics, like Alzheimer's and relationships and her. The last film we're playing, Stories We Tell, is a personal documentary, so it's very much about her and her family and her trying to unpack her family history and who her biological father is. So yeah, I'd say there is a heartfeltness to them and sort of an exploration of the human condition.
With the announcement of new funding for the East Coast film community, do you foresee Halifax becoming more of a cinephile community like Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. Certainly, it's a very exciting time for the local film industry. The investment that the provincial government has made, both in terms of bringing back the Content Creator Fund, or it's basically a way for local producers to sort of complete their financing to make films in Nova Scotia, which has been a challenge, since 2015 and sort of the tax credit troubles. So that's a really positive thing. I think we'll see a lot more local features and local directors and producers being able to make a living here and continue to tell their stories here instead of having to go off to other centers like Toronto to make work. So I think it's a really positive time. And of course, at the festival, we'll bear the fruits of that that resurgence as well in the form of being able to screen those films.
What can audiences expect from the Fin Festival this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be returning to a full in-person festival this year. Last year it was sort of, there was limited seating capacity and whatnot, but we hope to be fully back. So there'll be, all the in-person screenings, all the in-person events, receptions and parties that we previously had. We're also maintaining the online element. So FinStream was the ability to watch Atlantic Canadian content online during the festival within Atlantic Canada. And we're maintaining that probably forever because I think it's a really great way for us to be able to reach out to the other Atlantic provinces. I mean, we are an Atlantic film festival and yet, we don't do any events in the other Atlantic provinces. So being able to have access to those films across the region, I think is really powerful, as well as reaching out to communities that, don't travel into Halifax for the festival. So rural communities and that kind of thing. And I think as usual, we're hoping to have a blend of Atlantic Canadian work that sort of celebrates our local industry. And as we've said, it's an exciting time for that industry and a flourishing of that industry, as well as, some of the best and most exciting international work selected by the programming team.
And let's talk dates and location. When is this festival happening and where is it happening?
So Fin Outdoors is every Friday night in July, starting this Friday. So it's in the public gardens. The entrance is on Spring Garden, so it's the Spring Garden Road entrance, right across from Smitty's. There's those gates there on the side. And the shows start at dusk, so that's kind of a moving target every week, but it's around 9:30. So the gates will open at 8:30. The screenings are all free, but we are asking people to pre-register tickets because we are restricting the capacity to 500 just for COVID reasons. We want people to feel comfortable and be able to spread out a bit. Yeah, and then the main festival this year will take place all the screens will take place at Park Lane Cinema right across the street. The main festival is September 15th to the 22nd.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was newly appointed Executive Director of the Atlantic International Film Festival, Martha Cooley, and this is Sarah Gouda, CKDU.